Weezy out of here.
Worth a couple hundred mil, no thousand. This bitch wanna fuck me, but I charge her out. With my neck and my wrist, and shower. Like, how the fuck you growing up and baby, say you childish. I just bought my young.
Once again, we do not own the rights to this music. Once again, we do not own the rights to this music.
Can't devour, and I'm Creflo Dollar smiling. We somewhere on the island, vibing. Balls smell like powder.
Fuck it, take it to trial.
Shit, the motherfucking trial.
Yeah, guilty.
Take this shit, the motherfucking
guilty,
trial.
Guilty.
Take this shit, the motherfucking trial.
Guilty.
Take this shit, the motherfucking trial. Yeah.
Got your ass.
He put that up online. Really? Hold on. But I'm white.
I'm
sure
shit, bitch. I don't know you, bitch. Don't try to tell me, tell my kids.
Yes, sir. It's another episode of Sneakers Run My Life. It's your boy Sean P.
It's your boy Duffy.
Yes, sir. We got his ass.
Got him. Gotcha, bitch.
Before we get into that, kick of the day. What did you wear today? Now, what you actually have on your foot now?
Steel toe boots.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey,
I got the Retro 7 Citrus to be exact. You know, actually, this is the era when the pair used to be dope as well.
Yeah, I had all the fits.
I still got the shorts to this day.
I bet you don't got the Bulls hat.
No, I ain't buy that.
Originally. You didn't buy, oh man, no, Ty, he bought the Bulls hat.
Yeah, I remember Ty having it. But as far as the shorts, I still have them to this day. Did they have a drawstring?
Yep.
Okay, well, mine's gone, but I'm pretty sure that's an easy fix, but I still got the shorts to this day. That's when the apparel used to match. It used to be dope. People really wanted the apparel.
Yeah, like, yeah. I used to say hella apparel.
The shorts used to be dope. Like,
I had the sweatsuit. We had the hoodie. I told you we had the Chicago Windy City.
It's funny
City
how
hat.
We wanted big shorts, now the kids, and then we used to get, you know, joned on or whatever. Then now the kids, like,
Short shorts.
Yeah. I'm talking about like thigh all thighs.
I'm like, thigh highs.
This is
like some runners. For real.
The thing is, like, the Fab Five, right? Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, and the rest of those, Juwan Howard, and the rest of the other two guys that I do not know.
From Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, no disrespect. They had the long shorts, the black socks. Of course, they had the Nike shoes or whatever, but that was like a trend. They like switched the game up.
Yeah.
So it was like, that was a big moment for us in the world, especially the hip hop world and the basketball world. But yeah, but anyway, I did a kick of the day or whatnot. But as far as today is definitely 420.
420. Partake if you partake.
Yeah, partake.
I took
definitely.
A shot.
you got alcoholic beverage now here?
Of course.
Oh, well, go get it. Well, go get a shot real quick. Yeah. We're going to pause it 2 seconds. I'll be back with our shot. Happy 420 shot. We don't smoke. We don't indulge in marijuana, and I can't even do it if I wanted to. So I would like to know the history of 420. Of course, I don't know. You probably don't know, but who came up with 420? If you don't know, I'm pretty sure y'all catch this episode tomorrow. Method Man and Red Man Versus is going on right now. Of course, I'm just going to look at the highlights or whatever because we're doing this.
We working.
Yeah, we working. So much love to Red Man, Method Man. We definitely grew up on them. You know, legends, hip-hop legends. They should be in the rock.
So they doing it against each other?
No. It's more like a celebration. All these verses are celebrations. It's
yeah, but I'm saying, but we already know doing his songs and Method Man doing his songs.
Yeah, and then they'll do some songs together because they got records together too. Yeah.
I mean,
but we already know the only verses that was like together was, I mean, against each other was damn Jeezy and Gucci. That was more a competitive type deal.
Oh, yeah.
But every other one just like celebrate the vibes. Oh man, I remember you had this record. Oh, I used to love that record and all that good stuff. But so if you don't know, you've been sleeping on the rock. We got the verdict for Mr. George Floyd. Rest in peace.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yes, buddy. Got I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Mr. Derek, sir, you got what you deserve. Justice has definitely been served, and And they also said it was anonymous too. Like, the jury already know. Oh yeah, he did that. Like, guilty on all degrees. All three of them. So all there was the no and ifs or buts. But you already know what they're gonna do. They gonna peel it so he can get less time and all that good stuff. So
it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Although we got this, we still got some more work to do. So, you know, I don't want nobody to just be like, oh my God, it's over and said and done. We finally, you know, it's working. We still got this.
Yeah,
other
I don't want this to be, I don't want us to celebrate something that should have been right either. Like, yeah, this is not cause for a celebration. He did something wrong and fucked up. He got what he deserved. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just happy. Hopefully his family got some closure and, you know, they're happy with the verdict and the decision. And that's pretty much all that I'm happy about. But as far as just celebrating, hey, we got a win, we can't consider this a win when it was the law. Like, you did something wrong. It was fucked up.
I just didn't like the fact, to agree with you, if you were saying this, that it even had to go to trial. Like,
yeah,
it was on video.
Yeah.
Because if they catch me and you or whatever,
it's
on tape,
over it.
Ain't no trial.
I can't even ask for
if
a trial.
If I say not guilty, they're going to say, you stupid ass. Like, we see you killing this dude. Like, there's no and.
I see you.
Like, what are you doing? Like, I see you pointing the gun, or you putting his elbow in his neck. No disrespect, Floyd. And
yeah,
you blatantly stood there for a long period of time. So,
exactly.
It is. And then they also, you know, to get into it, not to get in deep into it, but he was like, I'm not going nowhere. Stuff like that. Although, and the other cops, what are they? Are they going to jail as well, or are they just getting off like probation or something like that?
I'm not even sure.
Charge don't work. You can't be using them fake charges on the iPhone, bro. So, thank you, jury. Everybody that served, they had 90 people on that jury. That was a lot of people. Unless it's just random numbers. I don't, because they said like 12. 53, 88, 89.
Yeah, I think they were just, you know how you have those people there. And
yeah.
So that was a number when they got there.
So it wasn't actually 89 people there.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, that's a big ass jury. They're down.
If it take that many people, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. That's a lot of, and then, yeah. So, hey, justice was definitely served, so. Don't drop the soap, my boy.
Well, that nigga's in protective custody.
Yeah,
solitary.
Yeah, we already know that. So, another thing. So,
sad.
What? Oh.
Kobe contract.
So, damn. The Kobe contract is finally over. I don't know.
Expired on the 13th.
Expired on the 13th. And they said his estate did not re-sign a contract with Nike. So, I took it as they have a plan. I didn't take it as they forgot or, oh, shit, you know, it was, they got a plan.
I took it as Nike didn't, from the sounds of what Vanessa was putting out, she wanted everybody to have access to the shoe.
Right.
Nike was like, nah, we going to drop these motherfuckers when we want, sporadically, limited, and keep it going. And she wanted everybody to have access to
the shoe. Well, Miss Vanessa, I know that you have, what's the word I'm looking for?
Full control over the state?
No.
Oh.
Access, and you can just snap your finger and things will happen. But the thing is, if they do produce, what's the normal number they produce? 200,000? Like a general release.
With a Kobe.
No, I'm just talking about.
Maybe 100,000, something like that.
100,000. So yeah. if you bumped it to 500,000, the fucking bot's still going to come around and snatch the shoes. So it don't matter. We can try to touch as much as we want, unless the market is just saturated with Kobe. They be like, well, it ain't going to do nothing for me. So you can look at it at that. So.
And I think that's how Nike kind of felt.
Yeah.
But
Nike's getting their money. So they don't have to worry about that resale crap.
Nike don't care. Why do you think the prices keep going up?
Because they know we'll buy it.
They're trying to eliminate them. They're like, damn, we're selling it for $150. They're selling it for $300. Let's at least sell it for $200. Like,
just like houses.
They're not going to leave all their money on the table. They're like, damn, we're leaving a lot of money on the table. If they're paying other people this amount, they're competing with the resellers too. They're trying to close that margin in between the two.
Well, yeah, I feel that. But I think it's a plan. And also, the trademark, the mama trademark or whatever. So they just recently had a registration is intended to cover categories of clothing, shirts, tops, skirts, et cetera, et cetera. And the very last thing it says footwear. So,
but we already heard that he was trying to come up with his own shoe. Remember, the guy came out and said
it. And also, like, the article and all that stuff, it points out, like, it has all these different, like, Mamacita, Mama names, Gigi, rest in peace, Gigi, all these type of names. So, like I said, I took it as they have a plan up their sleeve, and she's also, she sent to ESPN that she's trying to fight for everybody to have that, you know, piece of Kobe and have his legs and have his merch.
It's not going to hit the same because it's not a Nike, sad to say. Like, nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to cop those new Mambas. It's not going to hit the same.
Depending on... Well,
because you can't use none of those old designs. Those are all Nike designs. So you finna come out with new shoes.
But those designers, right? Those designers, do they work for Nike?
It don't matter. That's Nike's shoe.
No. You can. The designer actually that created the past shoes. Can't she just say, "Hey, I need you to create me something else"?
It depends. Oh, he can ask to create something new. But they probably work for Nike.
Well, that's what I was asking.
They're not gonna go against Nike. That's who cut their checks.
If they do not work for Nike, they can do anything they want to do. Just like Frank Cook, the other dude that.
But those contracts are up. So you saying former Nike employees?
The guy like the Kobe one. Well, not the Harachi, the waffle joint.
Yeah.
I don't know who actually made the waffle joint, the Kobe.
The Kobe 2, yeah.
But what if he doesn't work for Nike anymore or whatever?
Oh, because she reached out to him?
Hey,
hit. The shoe might look nice.
Bro, but it's going still to hit. Well, Kobe is Kobe.
Bruh, I'm sorry. It's not going to hit like a Nike. It's not the brand itself, bruh. It's not just going to hit like a Nike. He's already
solidified, bro. Kobe's already solidified. It's not like
God forbid. Those are not going to be sold out shoes in the stores.
If who has, like Kyrie. Even know. Like Kyrie. God forbid something happens to him. Like, we're not going to be worried about it anymore. But Kobe, he's a legend.
It's not going to sell if it's a Nike,
bro. So you're telling me when they drop a Kobe shoe, it's not going to hit? Like, nobody really wants it?
I'm saying you have people get it, but it's not going to hit. Like, all of his shoes are not going to sell out.
I think it is.
Like, I'll bet whatever money.
I think it is. I'm telling you that people are going to be dying to work on this project. They're like, oh, absolutely. I want to honor Kobe. I'm telling you, bro, it is. Because you got to
maybe the first one.
Only thing she couldn't, like the shield, so she didn't have
exactly to,
she can't use that.
She can't even use Kobe logo.
The shield, you mean, or what
else? Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, that's nothing. She can use the other logo, the Mamba logo, the other one. That go hard too. Stop playing. So the Mamba. So he's laughing at, so if y'all don't know, the other Mamba logo is pretty much a circle M with the snake around it, and it got the M on it. And he used that for his basketball team and his gym and all that good stuff. But, I mean, I'm going to buy it.
Of course you are. You're a Kobe fan.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy all of them.
I'm not going to buy all the Nikes now.
Exactly. So you got to think. Nike is a well-known brand, and people don't buy all of those. You talk about venturing out to your own brand, bro. That shit's not gonna. That shit's not gonna
Nike,
pop like
why
that.
Why do you guys play hardball? Like, just
because they can.
Yeah, but we're the consumer.
You know what I mean?
We're
the bottom of the consumer list.
Check this out. If without us, there's no you.
That's true.
Like if we stop buying all your product, you're gonna be like, "Fuck, what just happened?"
Yeah, but who's gonna do that
if they do something crazy? If they're behind that little X shit.
Yo, who man's this? First off, we seen what happened to Gucci. Niggas was stealing there buying Gucci, and that was some fucked up shit.
Because.
It just, bruh, it is what it is.
Because we're niggas, sorry, mama, that we have to have that, you know, that, oh, I got money type. We got to show people we got money. That's all it is. Just like when stepson, his mom gives him $200 to go shopping for himself. You know what he did with that $200? He He bought one belt.
What belt did he get for $200? Ain't no belt for $200.
Foo-foo. I just shook my head and then whatever. It wasn't my money. So, you know, I wasn't tripping.
Oh.
But I can't blame him. It's the society he lives in. That's what kids like drive on. Man, look what I got. You know what I'm saying? Look what a kind of belt I got.
I mean, that's always. We was on the same thing. Look at those J's that he got. Bro. He got mm-hmm. those J's. Look at those Jabos he got on. He got new ones, bro. Like, it was popping at your time.
The shoe is way better than the belt.
In your head, people like accessories. Some people like other stuff. You just because we you like can't shoes,
flip that belt.
It don't matter.
You can't flip that belt.
It don't matter. You it's what you like.
Because 10 years from now, the same shoe we got in our closet is going to be like, damn, that shit is a lot of money.
But that's just because it's something that we like. It's like people who got watches. You be like, damn. I wonder what about watches.
Okay, come on, come on. Speaking of watches, so what's the plan for my birthday? Like, y'all getting together? Has anybody, y'all got a group? Do y'all have a group chat going on or something? Tell me, please.
Why would I tell you anything?
Oh, y'all got a group chat for real?
No. Yes, this nigga face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Don't fall hey, so what we going to do? Because I know he want this. I know he want I can't
I'll tell you right now. Don't expect that motherfucking shoe.
Oh, you talking about?
Yeah. No, I ain't got Marcus' number, so.
I'm going to just tell you this.
You don't even know the name of the shoe, so you're not getting it.
Trophy room. So I'm going to tell you this. If Ari is getting the shoe, please check the shoe out. Okay? I'm not going to ask no further questions.
She meant, hopefully she would not get the shoe without me knowing.
She tried to give me a Travis Scott right in the damn Travis Scott.
You told
like,
me.
Like 200 or something. I'm what a foo-foo.
Hopefully she would not buy a sneaker without my input.
I just said she was going to buy a Travis Scott.
Well, you need to tell like, man, you know everything about buying me a shoe? Tap in with Duffy. Let that nigga know.
I already told her this. Do not buy it. I'm telling you, because, you know, I can't sleep. Especially the shoe I really want, I'm not going to sleep. But
boy, if she pop out with that fake ass trophy room, I'm walking out the park.
And she said, yeah, I got it for $800. Who dick you sucking?
Marcus, you fucking my bitch.
Hit it on that DM. Who dick you sucking?
Do y'all gotta say his name? Rest in peace, DM. Damn, I still ain't got over that shit. Believe it or not, bro.
There's nothing you can be sad about, bro.
It's still surreal to me.
When I be looking at videos, like, damn, we're like, we raised off on this.
Bro, gone.
Belly is like. This shit.
I watched it the other night. I'll probably watch it again tonight.
Nah, it's not on Netflix anymore. How you going to watch it?
Tubi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's Tubi?
Oh, it's an app.
Shout out to Tubi.
Yeah.
So, Nike has this refurbished program. So, pretty much, Nike refurbished program is the latest fully circular consumer offering, taking gently worn, like new or slightly imperfect footwear and refurbishing them by hand, extending access to authentic Nike product at a value for consumers in select Nike stores. What's the purpose of this? And explain this for me, please.
They want all the money.
So dumb it down for me. So say if this Citrus 7 was, I wore it twice. I send it to them. Of course, I'm assuming I'm getting money for this.
I would hope so.
And then they flip it. So they stock X.
Yeah, or round two-ish or something, but they fixing it.
Oh, they fixing the shoe. They're going to be charging that.
They said they're refurbishing it.
So that's they charging that the ass then.
Nah, the shoe worn.
I'm going to try it, though.
Of course you are. I ain't got shit I want to send them. I'm trying to keep all my shoes.
I wish they could fix that 15, but damn, what's name? Come on, but. Hey, if it works for her, it's a great idea. If it doesn't
work,
but
I don't see it lasting long. Then they go.
I think so because they said gently worn. So I'm pretty sure plenty of people got gently worn. So you know how they said people was telling us like
because Nike not finna be giving people top dollar for their sneakers. Sneakers is gonna be thinking. It's like a cool.
I'm glad you
something.
Mentioned that. So remember, a Jew, shout out to Jew, was telling us he was trying to get the kid give the money for a kid's shoe. No, I said that so wrong. I'm so sorry. But he pretty much giving money for a kid's shoe in line, like $600, for example. He said no. He accepted the $400 from Sean.
What's this one? Because yeah. he just want to say, I sold my shoe to Sean.
So people are going to say, nah, it's Nike. Like, I can trust that. I can't trust your money or whatever they're thinking. Whatever's going on in their thought process. I don't know what people's thought process, but trust me. Sometimes you might be common sense, but it does not work that way.
You talking about lowball? You going to be lowball. For real, for real. So yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not gonna go that route, for sure. That shit dead.
But they might have some type of like this can go. This could be a credit for like you'd be easier chance to win. Don't worry, they're gonna finesse it. They're gonna put some umph on it. So more people. How do you get people to come and for your product if you already got a StockX and go? You gotta give more incentives, more points or something like that. If you say this is more points to give you a better chance to win on sneakers out, them MF's gonna be oh.
But are they doing that? We're gonna have to see what they got going.
Burr?
Yeah.
Burr? It's amazing how sneakers has definitely changed. Like, it used to be so simple. It used to be you sit at your homeboy's house, you stay up until what, 3 a.m. You probably take a little quick 30-minute nap. You're like, oh shit, we gotta go. Run to South Lake. Wait in line. You get your shoe, you're happy, go eat, end of the story. Now it's Revenge of the Nerds. if they are camping, shit, you gotta do it. They used to do the camping right back then, but it used to be like a Yeezy, something really, really hype.
Mm-hmm. Or the Christmas Jordan.
If some simple ass like a Bread 11, you got 2 days. If they said camp 2 days early, I'm not camping. Damn, Bread 11. 2 days.
We got prior. Jobs. We grown ass men. Yeah.
Speaking of Bread 11, hey, Walker, we love you to death here, okay? But they should not have him on that show. You seen
when
it?
When Fly came along, no, I haven't seen Fly it. King, Jeremy was telling me
Fly
about
King,
it.
You disrespected it, bro. You called the cement threes Bread threes. Oh my God, bro. Let me hear
it. Stall him out, Devo. Give my brother a pass. Hey, we got a bro coming on the show too, so we gotta give him a pass.
No, sir, not how he did on that show.
No, we getting bro the show because you know you got the clothing line.
Walker, Bread threes. This is not gonna happen.
You working, man?
Hold on, real quick.
I ain't holding on.
Hey, love, how you doing? Welcome to Snickers Ruin My Life.
We're working.
Okay. Welcome to Sneakers My Life. How you doing, hon?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. See, that's why we don't talk on the phone at work. You see that?
Yeah. Give me a good 30 minutes. And I'll call you right back. Okay, sweetie. Gucci.
The little boy up the street.
Oh, no, I don't got his number.
All right.
All right.
It's a little nigga named Gucci?
Yeah, because they say he look like him.
Goo up. You got a son out here, nigga, you ain't claiming. And I ain't talking about your newsborn. No, hey, talking.
Don't come around, because I got to put him in first. Then come around. Oh, I'm rich? Yes, dad, yes. Yeah, but it might work. It might
we'll
not.
See.
We will see. All right, so
I'm on, yeah. Retro 3.
Gracias.
I'm so happy. I was so shocked. I was like,
go ahead,
I won.
Go and tell them the news, bro. Go ahead.
I won. They gave a nigga access. Shout out to them folks that I'm on here. Yes. Thank you for the access.
Oh, guess
I
what?
Appreciate it.
And guess what? I won too, God damn it.
We appreciate it. I don't know if y'all heard the show, but thank you.
Hey, if somebody did hear this show, right, and they say, you know, I'm going to look out for them. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Hey, yes. Just tap in, because we for real about the dinner shit or the bottle or whatever.
Yeah, we can show please our respect. Come forward. Let I'm us telling know. Me. Please come forward. Like,
we definitely show our appreciation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. No cap. Come, please. Because when he hit, Well, no. Rewind it back.
I wasn't even going to answer them. I wasn't even going to answer. Sean told me to answer. I said, bro,
end of that damn draft. raffle.
I was like, bro, I know I'm not going to hit.
He sounded like me with a negative shit. He's like, bro, I'm not going to win this. It's a waste of time. I said, bro, just do it. You never know.
So I ended up going for that and the one. Mind you, I was like, when I seen the email, I was like, oh, I must have hit for the retro one. Cool, whatever. And I scrolled down, confirmed, say, oh, it's the three? 232 is the three. Oh, I'm so happy. I said, oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, God. I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you.
We need, that's gonna be our next drop. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah, so hey, the funny thing is, sneaker guys, that shit real. Real for real. That is real. Cause for both of us to hit,
yeah.
Boy.
I happy. We're happy. I tried to tell you.
So this is my side of the story. So I knew Jeff. He already had this stuff like this. I wasn't even mad. I was like, oh, that's what's up. He hit. At least one of us hit, you know, because I'm definitely going to be looking, sniffing.
Yeah, because you didn't hit for my year before.
Yeah. So I won't be selling this one. But
I hope not.
No, I'm not. Yeah, so I wasn't mad. I was like, bet. You know how some people be hit, like, oh, fuck that nigga, man. But I was like, bet one of us hit. That's cool. I'm going to be sniffing, looking the hell out of this shoe, whatever. But so Rico came to my job to drop off my aunt's shoe, the Raging Bull 5.
Okay.
And
shout out my boy Rico. That's my
homie. Shout out Rico. Retro Rico to be exact. And he said, we talking about the shoe. And I was like, bro, I've been looking at my email all day. I ain't seen nothing. Literally, when he left, I sat down. I looked at my email. I seen yeah, confirmed. I was like, oh, snap.
Nigga, we invited it.
Bro, I was scrolling down, and I was like, I'm making sure. I was like, hold up. Let me see. They got my size. I said, yeah. Bro, they had a 13, too? That ain't number guy. Sneaker guy right there. Or hey, anybody that looked out, once again, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to come in there and just ask, like, hey, y'all looked out. Like, I want to show my appreciation. Yeah. I appreciate it for sure.
I don't think it's nobody, the whatever shoes coming, not coming from Atlanta, because it said it takes 7 to 10 days.
I seen that, too.
Unless they shipping a lot of shoes.
Must have coming from Carolina. But I believe they would probably come from the store here.
Not 7 to 9. But, so, well, you have.
Because they probably not at the store. They probably got to go to the store and then come to us.
I wish they would have, like,
said we could come pick them up.
Exactly. I wish that.
I would have loved that, too.
We don't want to be greedy. We just happy you got a shoe.
Yeah, no, I would have just wanted to come there, like I said, show my appreciation. Like, appreciate it.
La, 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 la. You know what I'm saying? Get that.
For the niggas to be outside, hey, bro, get $1,000 for the shoe. Hey, bro, get $800 for the shoe. You know how it goes. Are y'all picking up shoes?
No. That's all you got? No.
Oh, they're not even going to ask me. I don't look like you're going to ask me for my shoe. The fuck?
Hey, Doug.
They're like,
oh, y'all need with them. Y'all buddy with the podcast. What's happening? So y'all trying to get somebody for the shoe? Caleb talking about he got a backdoor pair for $300.
Oh, hey. Well, cuz be on it.
I don't know if that's true or not, but hey.
The cuz be working on.
So I'm to go in detail with the shoe, right? So I when it comes to stuff I really want, I always research it. So he had an interview with one of the guys from Complex. So he pretty much said they're going to show love to all the women. So I was glad about that. Plenty of our friends.
Congrats, Ebony.
And Tiana.
Feast and Treats and Tiana.
So they also, for the women's, you had to come in, schedule an appointment, and then, of course, you enter the raffle. And then there's going to be, like, you couldn't have your girlfriend enter for you and then get your size. They said from the shoe size, whatever shoe size that you actually wear.
Or, yeah.
That's the shoe size you're going to wear.
That's what's up.
So I was like, okay, he definitely showing love. I appreciate that. And then when I started seeing all these people that we knew win, I said, oh, he really showing love. So, I mean, I mess with that. And then that's when I was like, well, at least he's giving all the women the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we get it pretty much, hey, we get what we can. You know what I'm saying? And then when I see my boy win, I say, damn, it could be a chance I might win. I actually thought that too. I was like, it could be a chance, but I think, you know, how they do the big sizes. They have like 10 of them, and then y'all have 50 pair of 10. So, and I got that. I think it was the same day we talked, the day after.
Right. Yeah, same day. You just went like 3 hours later.
Yeah, yeah. You say you caught yours at 5 a.m.
5:30 a.m.
I caught mine probably, I about to say 1300, 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, in the afternoon. But yeah, I'm happy. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to. We're going to do like a little review. So when you get them.
Sneaker review.
When you get them, don't. I know you anxious. As soon as you get them, we need to like see each other and do like a little video just to get our initial reaction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, like, wow, like, whatever. But.
Yeah, unboxing.
I never, have I felt like this by any other sneaker? The UNC, I felt like that too, but that was a long time ago.
Off-White?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But winning something is like dope.
Yeah, yeah. I feel good.
But does that feeling feel better when you camp out for the shoe and you get the shoe? Knowing that.
But camp out is more so the experience. Like, I like being out there with my niggas. We talking about old stories and, you know. That
but you still have a
but
50-50
I know I'm gonna get
chance.
My shoe. Who? If I count for a shoe, I got a 100-100 chance.
Bro, every time you can't find a shoe, you did not get one.
Nigga, when?
Jeff, every time you count out, you got the shoe?
Yes. The
I don't
fuck?
Believe you, bro. I don't believe you.
Bro, I'm not camping if I'm not guaranteed a shoe.
That's the whole point. The camp so you can get the, see if you can get a shoe.
Fuck that, because even when I lived here and I stopped working for Foot Locker, I would talk to people first and be like, hey, I'm gonna be in line, but I want my shoe. And I would get my shoe.
Bro, I know you caught an L on the shoe. You don't remember.
On a camp out?
Yes.
Nigga, never. Listen when I tell you. If I'm out there for, I have never stayed in line or camped for a shoe and went back to my car without a bag. Ain't no way in fucking hell. Never, bro.
I know I caught an air. I just don't remember.
Then you only caught the air with Pop, didn't you? Because you let Pop get the shoe? But you ended up getting it later, but you didn't get it right then and there, did you?
I got it the same day. Actually, when I left
But you
the
didn't
store,
get it right there, that's what I'm saying. That's the only time you walk back to the car without a bag.
I wouldn't say that's later. An L because...
You still got the sneaker, but you walked out without a bag.
I wouldn't call that an L because I sacrificed my shoes to give.
And it wasn't even a camp out either. Y'all just went up there hella early.
Yeah.
It wasn't a camp out. Well, I know Pop didn't camp out.
So a camp out is considered 48 hours?
At least 24. At least 12 because it's like an overnight thing.
Okay, we was there about 8 hours, so that was a count. Okay, so we're borderline camp. But 8 hours is a long time.
It is.
Hell yeah, that's a job. That's a shift.
Nigga, feet was hurt.
Yeah, but during that time, it was like, I want at least 15 people. We were probably the 6. And we was like counting feet.
Yeah, what size you wear, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, bet you wear my size.
Oh, he wear 9. He wear good. Oh, we bet. We good. Then that punk ass just wore a 10 to 11 or something. Stole my little 13 or whatever it was. No, it had to be a 14, right?
Probably 14.
Yeah, it had to be 14. So he must have been on the resale early.
He was trying to swap, probably.
He's smart.
He was swapping. I ain't gonna lie. He probably ended up returning that shoe. That's what's sad.
You're lying. But luckily, I had an ex at the moment that worked at a shoe store. Speaking of that, it's making me angry. At why am I even camping for the shoe? And she had the shoe in her.
Nigga, I used to ask you this shit all the time. Like, the fuck you got
going on?
Bro,
you want to hear the crazy shit? And I know I've said this story multiple times with you. But, bruh. Shouter actually made me sit in line, right?
Yeah, and waiting another nigga shoe. Walked up and got his shit.
Gave her a kiss on the cheek and everything. Walked up, got his shoe. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's when I knew my dick game was.
I was saying, you a dick in like you were supposed to.
I was like, damn, that's what I knew. Homie. That's what I knew.
You like that sucking that light skinned dick, nigga. You got to say dark skinned dick. Damn, P.
I need your energy. Yeah.
That's sad.
They call
it bad.
Yeah, I was definitely singing that light skin. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that was
it was sad. Of course, I know you.
The
but
fuck?
She used to show me hella love. So it's like, of course, you my brother, so I side with you a lot, but she always showed me love. Even before y'all even had it, but she showed me love. But you know, Antonio used to work up there too.
But the crazy thing about it is, like, she did shit like that, but she'll show up like some shit I wasn't even thinking about, like the Year of the Rabbits. Like, oh, surprise, Merry Christmas or whatever. I'm like, okay, you fox with me. But that shit right there, I think that was really the downfall of
that shit started spiraling. And he's like, fuck this shit. This bitch ain't for me.
Said, this motherfucker kiss you in the cheek and you got down. I'm sitting waiting on my shoes. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah, bro.
I wish I had a car. I wish I had no one cuss her ass out.
What the fuck? One thing about Duffy, that me. Nah, if I'm fucking you, bitch, my shoe better be there waiting for me.
It should be. You want a shoe back? Yeah, yeah. Give me the money for it. Or she pay for it. All right. Or give me the money back. All right, bet. Pool. Cool. And I'm sleeping in the bed.
I mean, I never made Sherelle stand in line for her shoe. I just brought that bitch on. Fuck so. You. That's what I'm saying. That shit fucked up.
Unless I don't know. I was dumb and young. That's all. I can blame it.
That's all right, bro.
Probably like 22, 21, 22.
I don't know. It was ages ago.
But I would man. Love to have that talk, though, for real. How did you do that?
I was fucking that nigga. If y'all would have saw this nigga face, Jeff, that
was
I said not, that.
Jeff wasn't fucking. We're talking about a girl, okay? Jeff wasn't hitting nobody.
Oh, God. Bro.
I ain't never called a girl a bitch in my life, man. That's gonna be the first one. You motherfucker.
You so fucking evil.
I fucking knew it. You fucking low down. He'd be like, he'd be funny. That's our baby. That's our baby daddy now.
Oh. The replacement. Oh, damn. My chest
but they're
hurt.
They're not together, though. So we good.
It don't matter. He got his shoe.
He probably still getting his shoe.
Now, oh no, she worked for the government now. Yep.
Government where?
I can't tell you exactly which branch, but she works for the government.
Which branch? Because
I asked her.
Branch?
Like between like defects or some shit. Like, no, I'm talking about, I don't know which level of the government it is, but she works for the government because I was asking her about a shoe. I was like, bro, you got to be like corporate district manager. And then she was like, Duffy, you've been gone too long. Like, I don't work for that company no more. I was like, you left DTLR. She's like, yeah. I was like, damn, I guess being a mama got serious. She was like, this shit ain't cutting it. I need them real benefits for real, for real.
Fuck you.
No, don't say fuck Lauren. She was, she didn't mean to say her name, but whatever. That's my homie.
Thank you so much, man.
That was my homie.
All right, so.
Ladies community, how do you guys feel about the three? I'm happy. I hope you guys are happy.
Yeah.
I feel sad about Bree. Kiss my nights, lick my nights. You seen her situation? She didn't get a shoe. Yeah.
She get a shoe?
She said they tried to help her out, but they didn't get it.
Who's they?
I'm out here because remember, she said when she went up there, she asked them how much was the shoe. They told her $215, but of course they didn't add the shipping price. They didn't tell her the shipping price. They just told her the price of the shoe. So she won and confirmed and showed a cash out. Like it says. Not enough money for this transaction. She's like, they told me $215. Like, what the fuck? She was like, I transferred enough money over to my Cash App card just for that shoe. I'm like, damn. So she reached out to him. She's like, if you guys can help me.
I blame her on that.
Why? You asked them. That's like you telling me, hey, bro, how much money I need to rent to the store? I'm like, oh, shit, just bring you $202.71. And you get there and it's $220. And then you're like, bro, $17 short.
If you saying you... Oh, bro, come up to the store. But she should have asked the right question. Are y'all shipping this or are we coming to the store?
No, she said, how much do I need for my shoe? The fuck?
They told you.
They should have said $215 plus shipping.
Nope.
Yes, I would. I've been a general
this
manager.
This is a lesson learned. We all take our L.
I mean, it's a lesson learned.
Now she knows. She does a raffle. Are y'all shipping?
I mean,
yes.
It just sucked.
How much?
Because it's a women's shoe. She really fucks with sneakers. She,
so she
buy
really
all
won.
The women's shoes.
So she won.
Oh, she won. Yeah,
I don't feel bad at all then.
She won, but she can't get a shoe.
That's not my
point. I mean, it's sad. It was a fucked up situation. I was like, damn. But she said she gave them shots. She was like, thank y'all. Y'all really tried to help me fix the situation. They just couldn't. I guess once it didn't go through, it probably went to the next person. confirmed in the list or something. Damn. I was like, damn, so they ain't had a pair to even give her. But damn, that's fucked up. But hey, Tiana, I want to know what you guys think about the shoe when y'all get it. Ebony, aka Feats and Treats. I'm pretty sure you're gonna do a vlog on it and, you know, let us know how you feel about the sneaker. Let us know.
Can we get to the point like there's no dividing everything, everybody just get what they want?
No, because it's been that way for so long and women don't ever get their shoe because of all the niggas. So I like that they're giving the women their shoe. Of course, I don't mind. I can wear a fucking women's shoe 9 times out of 10.
They're still catering to us.
No, I mean, it was considered a women's shoe.
On the box, it says women's, but they still catering to us. So it doesn't matter. Barely. They're still catering to us.
Barely. I'm telling you, like, men's sizes, they maybe 15%, 20% of the sizes are men's sizes.
We got, but you also got to put in perspective too. There's some
now men are out there going out there for the money.
That too. There's girls tall as me or taller that wear a 13.
Hey, I'm shooting the podcast. I'm gonna call you right back.
Jordan. So there's girls that's tall as me or bigger than me that wear a 13, 14. Et cetera, et cetera.
They probably got the shoe first.
So
I ain't gonna lie to you, probably like one of the last niggas to get that big size shoe. Like,
I'm pretty sure.
They said female.
They probably said, okay, well, Sean Pryor finna get the last one. Enter.
Yeah. That's how I think that worked. Or they was listening to the podcast. It's like, oh, hey, we got one left. Let's get to the other.
And if we were talking shit or something like that, I don't think we said anything. I think
we always just ask for access.
Yeah, we just want access. Like, we catch the L, at least we get a chance. But
that was fair. Remember, it was the market shit. So we got a chance. We did a raffle.
And we were also saying, like, where should they do it? Atlanta, D.C., Houston. Yeah. So we ain't saying nothing disrespectful.
Shout out to them.
But we were just saying,
think they backdoored a lot because it seemed like a lot of people won.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like
a lot of people won. I like that. It did seem like a lot of backdoors.
Now, is the shoe not going to be, if we see everybody in their mom with the shoe, is it going to like, you're going to look at the shoe kind of different? Like,
I won't, because I don't think all the states touched it. So it still is a good shoe to have.
Right. So there's somebody going to be, oh, bro, you got the Amin Airs on.
If they know what it is. I know when I was talking about it at work, like, niggas was mad. Niggas and girls, it was like, you got the 3-2. I was like, yeah, I know. I was surprised too.
My aunt, I said, you gonna shoot? Are you gonna try to get them? She was like, I don't know what those are. And I didn't even like entertain. I was like, well, she don't know what it is. Oh well.
Yeah,
so, it is what it is. But I'm
definitely looking forward to seeing like the quality of the sneaker and everything.
So their method of the shoes and all like this. I mean, the raffle. That's how everybody should do it. Although that's not gonna happen. Although we have heard rumors about James being the, you know, backdoor king, but I guess since he put his word out there saying that he gonna show love to all the women and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it seems like the whole women thing is definitely getting better.
Shout out to James. Looking forward. Hopefully we can get you on the show, bro. Get a lot of input. See how you feel about the sneaker community and how you feel about the different cities that your stores is in, and you know, and just how you feel about the business overall and what got you there. So yeah, hopefully we can get you in, man.
Yeah.
Get you on the calendar.
I definitely like to pick his brain.
Tap in with you.
And I don't know if you know, but the reason why they picked the Retro 3, because that's the first shoe his mother bought, him and his two brothers.
Somebody's Retro 3. So we just got these stores, bro.
Yeah, so pretty much. Retro 3 is my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
She bought them was a Retro 3. And of course, they're raised about women. So he just, that was like a tribute to, you know, singer mom, stuff like that.
I would never sell this shoe, right?
I can't say it because I'm raised by a woman as well. Threes are not my favorite silhouette.
I know, but it's mine. That's why I said, I would never sell this shoe.
But I'm in here is, of course, in Atlanta. I've been to the store a couple times. Yes, some stuff is expensive sometimes.
Because you bought the bait plate from there, right? Wasn't it?
That was social status. But we go into both stores, so
it
doesn't matter. I bought stuff in there.
Well, yeah, that shit was cool. Like, even Jeremy called me. He was like, bruh, did you really win? I said, yeah, nigga, I really did. He was like,
did he go for the raffle?
I don't know. I think he did. He just didn't probably win. He was like, I was like, you know, you say how much you go for already? He was like, yeah, that should have been good. So he was like, but I know you, nigga, you never gonna sell that shit. I said, it's a 3. I'm never gonna sell that shoe.
Actually, when we get it, we're gonna go outside and step in the grass or something like that.
With my shoe on?
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. I don't go wear my shoe anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That has nothing to do with me. Because I think I'm going to start doing that so I won't say my. Because sometimes I'll be, you know, I'll be having that little itch like.
Yeah, I know.
I have a lot of shoes that I regret.
Yeah.
Like when I be
me having, and you both though.
When I be having these sneaker competition, I'm like.
I had every shoe in your cart.
I could have been in this thing. I could have. I can go against somebody like minor, but some of these people that are, they only thing they got is hyped. That's it. So, Sean, no, I don't.
You're hypebeast. Who you looking at? Ain't nobody over there, bro.
What do I have on? What do I have
on? Just because you got on Citrus 7s
today. Speaking of hype, those Yeezy runners, very comfortable. I wore that on.
I told you I wanted the gray joint.
Get them.
Nah, this weekend is Jordan's birthday, so it's all about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Saturday.
Where y'all going?
We're going to go paintball on Sunday. Saturday, he got game. So they got game.
Where's the knee pads?
Nigga, I've been paintballing before.
Where's the knee pads?
Nigga, not good. I shoot. Nigga, I shoot, shoot.
But you're going to be hiding behind it, wasn't I? You,
I ain't worried about this shit. I'm going to have on my Mike Myers Dickie suit. Nigga, I go loaded up with layers and everything. Bro, I'm about to paintball.
Oh, I can give you a... I can give you some paintballs too. I got some.
Got some left over?
Yeah, I got plenty left over. So we went paintballing, right? And I had Amari with me. How about this young man didn't shoot at all? He only shot probably 20 bullets. I'm like, bro, are you kidding me?
Was he scared?
Mm-mm. That first. So the first time I was trying to see,
did he get hit?
No. So they were playing. It was pretty much a free for all type deal, but teams.
Mm.
So pretty much we was, you know, standing up. Hey, that's me and my boy Rico was doing. But Amari, he was standing behind me. He was just looking. I'm like, right, shoot over there. Just shoot over there so they can duck or some shit. And we catch my flank them or something like that. Like, come on, huh? So the first time I was trying to get a feel for it, I probably shot, you only put 200 in the thing. I'll probably shot 100 just to get a feel for it. But that second time, boy, I'm loaded.
Was that your first time going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my first time. But with the place we went, man, my knees was killing.
Where y'all went? Canton?
Yeah, not too far. Well, the other place was far too. Somewhere far. Alpharetta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but right, man, they had rocks and stuff and all puddles and mud you seen in.
Nigga, the day we went, when we was in LA, it was out right after it rained. So, nigga, we was muddy. Nigga, I was in it. I don't play video games, but you would have thought I played. I was on that bitch like this, on the ground, like, fuck that. Sherelle was looking at me like, why are you taking this as serious? Hey. I said, because it's shooting. I get to shoot somebody.
Hey, no white boys out there running, bruh, and gunning.
First off, I see the niggas who bring their own guns. These niggas are like, double drawn barrels. I'm like, oh, hell no. I need to be on that nigga team.
Bro, I heard the first time we went out there, and we weren't playing. And then they was doing whatever.
That shit's hurt. Have you ever got hit? Did you get hit?
Yeah, I got hit, but they didn't know. It didn't bust. They said if it bust,
yeah.
But I got hit. I said, damn, that shit, a little stain.
I would say, boy.
It like kind of like, bing, bing, or something like that.
Nigga, I got hit. First off, it hit the pole and hit me.
Yeah.
That shit still left a bruise on my leg. I'm like, God damn.
So we were just watching. I heard, brrr. I said, well, he got an automatic.
Automatic.
I said, I'm on his team.
He's not playing. This ran for real.
Bro, they had one little squad. We was going against them. They had like little numbers, paintball numbers and all that stuff. So they had a little tall barrel or whatever, and I'm behind it. And I peek my head around. That thing says, zoop. I said, woo.
Damn, what a hut.
Playing.
What a hut. You hear me?
I said, woo, he almost got me. But they flanked him and got them too. So, you know, I'm all good. But, yeah, Sunday, I might be out there. I'll come out there.
We're going to be lit.
Mm-hmm. Who are going to be out there? Plenty of people. Hold on. Do you have it reserved?
All right. I will let you know tomorrow.
Cause, I mean, I'm going to just say this because we had like 8 people with us, but we ran into, they only had 2 guns left. Okay? Mm. All the guns are rented. So, yeah, you can show up. but they only have two or three guns, and y'all probably had 10 people, it's going to be a waste of time. So
gotcha.
Do that tomorrow, please.
Yeah, I'll let you
reserve that, because they talking about two guns. You enjoying it by yourself.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, but the women's sneaker culture, I definitely see it definitely going up. They're definitely showing love to all the collaborators that are putting a spin on all everything. Yeah, and I just wish for more women to get opportunities to put their spin on kicks. No, a woman's sneaker does not have to look like a girly sneaker, like
at all.
Feast and Treat said, you know.
It ain't gotta
be they don't like girly sneakers either. You know, some of them might be like, oh, that's dope, but they're not all about the girly stuff too. Because you got to think they like what we like as well. So, facts. So it's not.
I think it should be like
some pink lavender or some shit like that. Like
how back in the day, like
back in the day when I was
high school. I got a lot of women's sneakers. Like I got the white and light blue. Threes, that was women. I got the white, black, and yellow women sevens that had came out. I got like the fucking I got women 12s and shit. I was like, damn, those shits was like pretty cool. I had like the ice blue 8s. Those was a women's exclusive. The white Concord 8 was women's exclusive when it first came out. And those are a cool colors because those are colors that goes with niggas shits too. So
right.
It made sense to me, but, you know, I don't have no problem with pink and shit. So that's why I got, like, the pink 12s or whatever. But giving them regular colors and throwing a W on that bitch and sometimes the size don't go extended, I think it's good to give the women some shoes to rock, too. I like a chick with a good sneaker game just as well as a good heel game. Switch it up for me.
Have they ran into, like, have they missed out on a lot of shoes?
Women?
Yeah.
Of course, because it's been the man dominated. But
we're not going to say all the women, because you got your Ty Youngs, your Tiana Denise.
And those can wear big feet. Yeah, but it's a lot of little feet chicks. Like, think about Chad that went to school with us. Jasmine, she can get a lot of shit.
Shit, that motherfucker had every shoe y'all seen.
Every shoe that came out in kids, yeah. But women, she like, think about how many shoes came out in just men only. She didn't
get them. Well, I really don't feel bad, because she just got the kids shoe. Oh, well.
No, men only, like, they didn't come out in kids either, like, men only shit.
So you saying they should do women only?
Yeah, give women only their only shoe. I mean, of course, like, I don't mind. I can wear a women's size shoe. So
no, I'm hating there.
No. Sorry, you 6'4", nigga.
But they're gonna have to extend, because I'm telling you, they got the big girls. You got your NBA WNBA players.
Yeah,
so it that's why you should go ahead and make it a general unisex.
No, still get them something that's theirs. People want to have some shit that they can say is mine, you know? So
But what if the 6'4 girl wants the damn shoe too?
Hopefully she wears size 10. Shit.
she's gonna have feet problems for the rest of her life. She wears size 10.
Rest in peace, my brother Dunk. Dunk wore size 11. That nigga was 6'7.
If he would have played sports.
Could have played basketball.
You see what happened to Yao Ming, right? Yao Ming was damn 7'3", probably wore a size 14. Having foot issues or what? He probably wore a bigger size, but he was having feet issues, so it is what it is. The Zion signature shoe, how do you feel about
trash.
It?
Trash.
Like, trash, I fuck trash? With Zion.
Trash. I fuck with Zion. I'd rather him play in the 34. I think he's hooping the 33 or the 34. Rather him hooping that... I'm waiting for the next one.
But that's why he came to Jordan, because they said, hey, we'll give you a signature shoe.
I know. So hopefully
It looks like a Zion shoe. It looks like a big, bold, powerful shoe. I'm pretty sure it's hella comfortable. I mean, what would you expect? Something slim and they can't support him?
I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting that shit.
The Z. I
felt like the 34 should have been his shoe.
I think... It looks bland. It's not very. It's not terrible, but like one of them, it like a Team Jordan.
It ain't terrible.
No, it's not horrible. I've seen worse.
Name it.
The Dada Chris Webber.
Okay, so I wasn't going back that far, but yes, that shit was terrible.
The Sprewell.
So this is terrible, because you just put him in a category with them, because that's where I'm throwing that shoe at.
No. Do you know how ugly that patent leather wood grain shoe was? And some of y'all see this is. I'm gonna tell you this something.
Ashley was.
I don't know every shoe, right? I don't know every name, but I don't know every name of shoe, but I know shoes, and I've been on this shit for a minute, right? And then he just elevated me, right? Pause, if that's good. But anyway, that Dada shoe, I used to look at that shoe and be like, why is he wearing this shoe? And I'm not thinking like a young mindset, like he's really getting paid money for this shoe. I'm thinking he just wearing a shoe because he really likes the shoe. The shoe had wood grain. Like,
yeah, no.
That shoe was trash.
As fuck.
And if you put that Zion on that, you're lying. You're lying.
Bro, Zion shoe trash. I just looked at it again.
Bro, it's not that trash. It's not that trash.
It is, bro.
Actually, I'm going to buy the shoe.
You trash.
Because I know it's not going to sell out. And if it sells out, that is horrible. But I think it's on Sneakers app, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
They on Sneakers app already?
They got that big ass Z on it. I just. Of course. Okay. It's.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It reminds me of Dwayne Wade shoes, and I hated his shoes. Mm. Those lings, yes, that's what them shits look like. Them shits look like lings. Nope, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Zion. I'm not even buying Jordan those to play in. I'm just glad you got your own shoe. For what it's worth, I'm glad you got your own signature shoe, bro.
So, yeah, it's... It looks like a Team Jordan that all the AAU teams wear, whatever. But yeah, it fits his personality. These pink colorways and whatever they're trying to do, that's not it.
That look like a lean shoe, bro. Lean.
They could have did more with this shoe. I believe.
Let's say I think the second going to be better. Hopefully.
But you got to think, they didn't do Melo no justice. They didn't do Chris Paul no justice.
Well, you know, yeah.
Melo had probably three good shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, he came out with what, 9?
Probably more than 9.
I think 10. I think Melo 10. Maybe 12. How many seasons did he play?
He up there. He 15
probably
seasons.
Probably had 12 shoes, yeah.
Like, so. Chris Paul shoes are real comfortable. I don't like Chris Paul shoes.
Ain't never buy my kids Chris Pauls.
But I mean, I guess that's what Jordan Brand does. They don't like. I bought a Russell Westbrook's. But
hey, Russ last shoe wasn't that bad.
Why not?
Yeah,
2.2 or 2.0, whatever.
Yeah, that was actually a cool shoe.
I got a Russell Westbrook or whatever. But I like the fact that he had like different type of camo and all that good stuff on it. But
and I like they invested a little more in Russell too because they got that nigga like a casual line. When I was working at the Fresh Thing, like, and those shoes actually sold out. Like, they put like a retro 2 suede silhouette tenor to them. I was like, you know what? That's all right. That ain't even bad.
I fucks with that.
Westbrook, they experiments with Westbrook. They gave him a little leeway,
right,
on his thing. So I fuck with that. But yeah, I wasn't ever a fan of Chris Paul's. Like I said, I had a few Melos. Like, I had like the Melo 1, Melo 2. I think I stopped at the Melo 3 before. But, that's pretty cool. Of course, I had the Melo 12s, but that's about it, though. But yes, I'm glad you got a shoe. Hopefully, your second one is better. But congratulations, nonetheless.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna hoop in it, and then I know that it got some. I know it got some, you know, stability on all that good stuff on it.
Hopefully,
yeah.
I want him to bust through the shoe.
So if he busts through the shoe, does he like?
And what if he signed a contract? He ain't gonna do shit but leave after the contract is up.
But what if he hurt himself? Like, can't
it's
he
Nike
sue?
Fault now.
But can't he sue?
I'm sure he can't. He's on the contract.
But he's worth millions, though.
It's your shoe. You probably put in on the design of this shoe, told them what they want, told you what they need, what you need.
Well, congratulations, young man. Everybody would love to have their own shoe. I would love to have my own shoe.
Especially at such a young age. Yeah, I'm there for a young black man.
Will you be seeing in the streets? Not a hater. No, you're not.
If anywhere you go see them, it's at AAU. Now, they might show love, like, when they do, like, the Peach Jam. They might throw a dope colorway on one and send it out to the teams. So, that might be cool.
Yeah. But what before we go on, any last minute quotes, shout outs, anything you got to say, sir?
Nah, shout out to my kids, man. They just had Hope and Jordan had great first games this past weekend. Hope playing baseball again. Jordan's, of course, playing spring league football. I show you the videos. Bro had two good-ass touchdowns and a sack and some tackles and shit. He had a great game. Just good seeing him develop. Jace is just big kicking it. Can't wait to get out there. He trying to play out there with Jordan and play baseball with Hope. He's like, I want to play, goddammit. So I can't wait till he really gets there so I can put him in his sports. And, man, I'm just working, you know, enjoying a new house. I'm just kicking it, man, taking it day by day. What's up? What's up with you? How you mind? How you living? How you doing?
I'm good. I should be having me career around July, October maybe. No, August, something like that. Yeah. But these houses are going up, so I don't know. It's looking kind of shaky out here, but I'm good to go.
I heard the houses are going up.
They going up.
I'm thinking about the next one. I'll probably buy from the build from the ground up, like Chaz did.
But job. I mean, I'm getting better at my job day by day.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
Ain't nothing really going on, you know. Still don't have no kids yet, you know.
Yep. It's all right, brother. It's all right.
Not all right, man.
Oh,
just think, if I'm gone today, that is it.
Yeah,
that is it. My mom damn sure ain't had no more kids. That's a wrap. But on another topic, yeah. Hey, much love to everybody.
What you riding to right now?
That's a great question. The new Slime Language 2.
Slime Life 2?
Slime Life?
Slime Life? Is it life or language?
Slime Language.
Is it?
Yeah, because he had Slime Language 1.
Oh.
Yeah, Slime Language 2.
SL 2? Oh, okay.
Was it Slime Life? Go for it.
You know, Slime Life. But yeah, now, I feel you.
Yeah, so on that note.
Movie. Upcoming movie. You not looking forward to that?
I already watched a good show with them.
So is it good? Because mom just told me to watch it. It's supposed to be scary, suspenseful. I'm going to watch that. And Friday, the 28th, Mortal Kombat. Have you seen the preview trailer?
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching it. I'm looking forward to
seeing it. Will it be
good? Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not better than the first one.
You're crazy as fuck.
Crazy, bro.
I was just watching the first one the other day. I said, oh, my God. The graphics on this shit suck so bad. I said, they got to remake this
shit. The graphics are not horrible.
On that first one?
On the second one, the graphics was horrible. Like, they was trying too hard.
Well, it was terrible.
The first one, well, Reptile, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Goro. Goro legit. Like, real-ass Goro.
I can't wait till this next one come out. I like how the Sub-Zero, how the Scorpion is. Like this shit gonna be fine. I'm excited.
I don't like that he has a fucking rope and he's, get over here. Like, get the damn shit.
He's a real person.
That's cool, but some shit need to come out of his hand. Like on the first one.
You want the actual?
Yeah. That's hard. He came down this rope swinging and this shit.
He's a real person.
Get over here. Like, but he's bleeding like it's coming out of him though. But he's holding the damn rope. I mean, we gotta watch the show. I mean the movie.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm damn right.
Mortal Kombat, that you read, you know, Sega, you know, Bat 4X, you know.
Bat 4X, nigga. Don't nobody know that code, nigga. Boom, 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 boom. You young as fuck.
Yeah, what else? TV shows, Snowfall, definitely a great show.
Yep.
Season finale. Shout out my nigga Frank. On Wednesday. Franklin is definitely going to be that nigga.
But yeah, shout out to all the listeners, man. We appreciate the love and support always, always, always. We would be nothing without you. And that's all I got to say, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely checking out.
Go. Yes, sir. Sean P. Sean P. Sean P. We do not own the rest of this music once again. Spider 6. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure, you gon' need three promoters. I got the body from Jim Ellis, but I had switched. soda. I got these badass bitches running around this bitch, and they all the coders. Yeah. I just told her make a story. Yeah. I just bought all the Trojans. Yeah. I told her stop my meat. Yeah. I told her stop telling everything she seen and told her meet me at the Ritz. Let's go. I got my guests in the back of my ring, and I went in trying to hit. I told her she gotta run to the team before she can talk to the lit.